This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Michelle Luna is worried. As executive director of the Stewards of the Coast and Redwoods, the community support organization for Armstrong Redwoods and the state beaches on the Sonoma County coast, she's seen them threatened by budget cuts before, as recently as last year. But this looks worse.
It's really alarming. It feels different this time. There's so many other issues out there on the table as far as health care and education and mental health that I'm just really not sure what the legislators are going to feel like they can do this time.
Armstrong Woods was one of 45 parks targeted for closure last year, a fate that was averted largely by public outcry. This time, there are 220 parks proposed for closure statewide, including many of the North Bay's iconic locations, such as Fort Ross, Angel Island, Tomales Bay, and Jack London State Park.
Jack London, Annadel, and Sugarloaf State Parks really ring the top end of the Sonoma Valley, and they are one of the cornerstones of the natural backdrop.
Richard Dale is executive director of the Sonoma Ecology Center.
One of the major attractors to tourists and visitors in our valley. I can see it having certainly a trickle-down effect, if not a direct effect, on the local economy here. It seems like one of the least sane ways to help balance the budget, quite frankly.
But while some observers speculate that the threatened park cuts are political grandstanding, Tracy Verardo Torres, vice president of governmental affairs for the California State Parks Foundation, is taking them very seriously.
I think it's provocative, but I do think it's a serious proposal, and I know that the Parks and Recreation Department at the state is in the process right now of trying to figure out how they would implement all of these closures. The fact that you see 220 parks on here means it's pretty serious because in order to gain those savings, they're closing down entire regions of the state.
The best argument against those closures, says Verardo Torres, is financial, as shown in a 2002 study of the park's economic benefits.
The study found that every $1 invested in the state park system actually returns $2.35 to California's state budget, largely through people's economic activity in local areas. So cutting $143 million, in effect, has almost a $350 million hit to the state.
And that's not counting the ripple effect in the areas immediately around the parks. For Armstrong Redwoods alone, says Michelle Luna, the economic benefits to the surrounding community are enormous.
When we did our economic impact study last year, we came up with potentially $50 million that could affect just the Russian River area because almost every visitor that comes here comes to this park.
Also, notes Verardo Torres of the State Parks Foundation, there are costs associated with closing the parks that should also be factored into the overall accounting. Altogether, she's hopeful those numbers will prove convincing to the legislature.
I think it's realistic for us to go back to the legislature and the governor and say, you can't afford to cut programs and services that are making the state money. And the state park system, by being open, creates opportunities in local communities to make money.
But the probable trade-off for keeping the parks open will likely be increased user fees or possibly an increase in the state vehicle license fee. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.